10 things great communicators do in every conversation. Communication is the foundation of every human relationship, whether personal or professional. Yet despite its importance, truly effective communication remains a rare skill. What separates average communicators from exceptional ones isn't just natural charisma, it's a set of deliberate practices and habits that can be learned and refined over time. The best communicators understand that meaningful dialogue isn't accidental, it's the result of conscious choices made during every interaction. By mastering these techniques, leaders create stronger teams, professionals build better relationships, and individuals resolve conflicts more effectively. Let's explore the 10 essential practices that great communicators implement in every conversation, transforming ordinary exchanges into powerful connections. 1. They practice active listening. The foundation of exceptional communication isn't speaking, it's listening. Great communicators listen with their full attention, not just waiting for their turn to speak. Active listening involves fully concentrating on the speaker, understanding their message, and responding thoughtfully. When you practice active listening, you demonstrate respect and build trust. You catch nuances that others miss and gather valuable information that informs your response. Research has consistently shown that active listeners are perceived as more empathetic, intelligent, and trustworthy than those who dominate conversations. To improve your active listening, eliminate distractions, put away your phone. Make appropriate eye contact. Avoid interrupting. Provide verbal and nonverbal feedback, nodding, "I see." Ask clarifying questions. Remember, the goal isn't just to hear words but to understand the complete message, including emotions and underlying needs. 2. They master body language. Communication extends far beyond words. Research suggests that up to 93% of communication is nonverbal, with body language and tone carrying most of the emotional impact. Great communicators are acutely aware of their nonverbal signals and use them intentionally to reinforce their message. They maintain appropriate eye contact, offer a genuine smile when appropriate, and position their body in an open, receptive stance. Masterful communicators align their body language with their words, creating congruence that builds trust and credibility. Equally important, they read others' nonverbal cues, noticing when someone's words contradict their body language. This awareness allows them to address unspoken concerns and adjust their approach accordingly. Key body language elements to master include: posture, straight but relaxed. Facial expressions, appropriate to the context. Hand gestures, controlled and purposeful. Physical proximity, respecting cultural and personal space. Mirroring, subtly matching the other person's posture to build rapport. 3. They ask powerful questions. Great communicators know that asking the right questions is often more important than providing answers. Thoughtful questions demonstrate interest, drive conversation forward, and reveal insights that might otherwise remain hidden. Effective leaders use questions not just to gather information but to help others explore new perspectives and arrive at their own insights. They ask open-ended questions that require more than a simple yes or no response, creating space for deeper dialogue. Questions that begin with what or how tend to be particularly powerful. What's your perspective on this? How might we approach this differently? What would success look like for you? How do you feel about the direction we're taking? By asking questions that show genuine curiosity rather than judgment, great communicators create psychological safety and encourage honest expression. 4. They stay present. In an age of constant distraction, the ability to be fully present during a conversation has become increasingly rare and valuable. Great communicators give others the gift of their undivided attention, making people feel valued and heard. Being present means more than physical presence. It means psychological presence, focusing your mental energy on the conversation at hand rather than letting your mind wander to your to-do list or next meeting. When you're fully present, you pick up subtle cues that might otherwise be missed, allowing you to respond more appropriately to both the content and emotional undertones of the conversation. People sense when you're truly with them, and they respond with greater openness and trust. Practices that help maintain presence include: mindful breathing before important conversations. Removing physical distractions, phones, computers. Taking brief notes rather than trying to remember everything. Redirecting your focus when you notice your mind wandering. Scheduling buffer time between meetings to mentally reset. 5. They show empathy and emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage emotions in yourself and others, is perhaps the most critical component of effective communication. Great communicators don't just exchange information, they connect on an emotional level. Empathy, a cornerstone of emotional intelligence, involves understanding another person's perspective and feelings, even when they differ from your own. By demonstrating empathy, skilled communicators create psychological safety while still maintaining appropriate boundaries. In practice, this might look like acknowledging emotions before addressing facts, validating others' feelings even when you disagree with their conclusions, adjusting your communication style based on emotional cues, recognizing when tension or resistance emerges and addressing it directly, managing your own emotional reactions, especially in high-stakes situations. Remember that empathy doesn't mean agreement, it means understanding. You can empathize with someone's frustration while still maintaining your position on an issue. 6. They speak with clarity and conciseness. Great communicators value their listeners' time and attention. They express complex ideas in simple, accessible language without unnecessary jargon or verbosity. They organize their thoughts before speaking and get to the point quickly while still providing necessary context. Clarity comes from knowing exactly what you want to communicate and why it matters to your audience. The most effective leaders can articulate their message in a way that's both compelling and easy to understand, regardless of the complexity of the subject matter. To improve clarity and conciseness, prepare your key points in advance. Use the so what test to ensure relevance. Eliminate unnecessary words and filler phrases. Use concrete examples to illustrate abstract concepts. Check for understanding throughout the conversation. The goal isn't brevity for its own sake, but maximum impact with minimum words, saying exactly what needs to be said, no more and no less. 7. They communicate authentically. In an era where trust in institutions and leaders is declining, authenticity has become a precious commodity. Great communicators understand that people can sense inauthenticity, and they prioritize honesty and transparency in all their interactions. Authentic communication means speaking from genuine conviction, admitting when you don't know something, and being willing to show appropriate vulnerability. When leaders communicate authentically, they inspire trust and create an environment where others feel safe being honest as well. Authenticity includes aligning your words with your actions, sharing appropriate personal experiences, acknowledging mistakes and learning from them, expressing genuine enthusiasm or concern, speaking from your own experience rather than generalizing. Authentic communication doesn't mean sharing everything or being inappropriately casual, it means being genuinely yourself while still maintaining professional boundaries. 8. They adapt their communication style. One-size-fits-all communication rarely works. Great communicators recognize that different people and situations require different approaches, and they adapt accordingly. They pay attention to how others prefer to receive information and adjust their style to maximize understanding and connection. This might mean providing detailed analysis for analytical thinkers, focusing on the big picture for conceptual thinkers, or emphasizing practical applications for action-oriented individuals. Adaptability in communication style allows you to reach people where they are, making them more receptive to your message. Factors to consider when adapting your communication include the individual's preferred communication style, cultural and generational differences, the emotional state of the other person, the context and setting of the conversation, the complexity of the information being shared. Adaptability demonstrates respect for others and increases the likelihood that your message will be received as intended. 9. They provide constructive feedback. Giving and receiving feedback is essential for growth, yet many people avoid it due to discomfort. Great communicators have mastered the art of providing feedback that's both honest and constructive, focused on improvement rather than criticism. Effective feedback is specific, behavior-focused, rather than personality-focused, and includes suggestions for improvement. It's delivered with empathy and at an appropriate time and place. When leaders provide thoughtful feedback, they help others grow while building trust and respect. Guidelines for constructive feedback include focusing on observable behavior, not assumed intentions. Being specific about the impact of the behavior. Balancing criticism with appreciation. Offering concrete suggestions for improvement. Inviting dialogue rather than delivering a monologue. Equally important is the ability to receive feedback gracefully, listening without defensiveness and considering how you might grow from others' perspectives. 10. They communicate a compelling vision. Whether leading a team, pitching an idea, or advocating for change, great communicators know how to articulate a vision that inspires action. They connect individual efforts to larger purposes, helping others see the why behind the what and how. The most effective leaders can paint a picture of the future that's both aspirational and believable, connecting abstract goals to concrete benefits that matter to their audience. They use storytelling, metaphor, and vivid language to make their vision memorable and emotionally resonant. Elements of compelling vision communication include clarity about the desired outcome, emotional connection to shared values, recognition of challenges alongside opportunities, concrete next steps that make the vision actionable, consistency in reinforcing the vision over time. By communicating a meaningful vision, great communicators transform transactional relationships into purpose-driven collaborations. Conclusion. The difference between average communicators and exceptional ones isn't innate talent but the consistent application of these 10 practices. By focusing on these habits and incorporating them into your daily interactions, you'll see remarkable improvements in both your professional and personal relationships. Remember that great communication is both an art and a science. The science lies in understanding these principles, the art comes from adapting them to your personal style and the unique needs of each situation. The journey to becoming a great communicator never truly ends. It requires ongoing reflection, feedback, and practice. But the rewards stronger relationships, more effective leadership, and greater personal influence make it one of the most valuable investments you can make in yourself and your career. Which of these practices will you focus on developing first? Start with one or two, practice them consistently, and watch as your communication skills transform.